This is a podcast from bbclearningenglish.com. For more information, visit our website. Frankenstein, Episode 2. Scientist Victor Frankenstein's creature comes to life.
Hello. I'm scientist Victor Frankenstein. I've just been rescued here in the Arctic Circle. I feel weak, but I have to continue my story and warn all of you about the dangers of science. At university in Germany, all I wanted to do was to try and create life. I studied anatomy in my laboratory and spent days and nights in morgues and cemeteries collecting body parts.
Hi there. I'm the night guard here. This is my cemetery. Who are you?
Who? Me?
Yeah. If I ask the others round here, they aren't going to answer, are they? They're in their coffins, being eaten up by the little worms. They've been worm supper for a long time.
The worms? Eyes, brain, so wonderful, so perfect, being eaten by worms.
Well, they're doing their business down there all right, but what business do you have here? And what's this big bag you're carrying?
Oh! Nothing. These are my things, my scientific... I'm leaving now.
Don't come back here. What does he want with dead people? The dead are dead, and that's the end of it, I say.
Stupid man. Or was I the stupid one? The selfish one? I collected bones and flesh. I used bigger pieces because they were easier to work on and made me go faster. The creature was about 2.4 meters tall. It was ready on that rainy night in November. It's all here now. Finally. Finally! I've waited for this moment for a long time. Actually, I've worked on this since I came to Germany 2 years ago. Oh, let me check these wires. They go to the roof. I'll use electricity. Yes. That Italian scientist, Galvani, that article I read... He made a dead frog jump using the power of electricity. But I, Victor Frankenstein, will make a man rise from the dead. Oh. The arms are moving. The legs. The eyes are open. Oh, these yellow eyes. They are... They are horrible. The skin is very pale. You can see through it. His hair is dark and his teeth are white, but his eyes are yellow. And these black lips... What a horrible creature. I've created a monster. No. No. Keep away from me. Horrible creature. I must escape. I ran. Oh, how I ran. I spent the rest of the night walking in the rain. Then, in the morning, I heard a voice I recognized.
Hey, Victor! Victor! I haven't seen you for so long. Don't you recognize me anymore? It's Henry.
Henry? Oh, of course, my dear friend. I didn't expect to see you here.
Good Lord, you look terrible. So thin and pale. Oh, it's good I'm here now. Your family, back in Geneva, is very worried. They haven't heard from you for a while.
Yes, I've been busy. Oh,
never fear. Henry is here. I'm taking you home.
Home?
Yes, your home. Here in Germany, where you study.
But... the monster.
What?
Oh, nothing. I didn't want to tell him about the creature. But what if it was still there? Well, it wasn't, after all. But I knew what I had done. And I was worried. I felt ill. I had a fever. Henry took care of me. Things were going back to normal when a letter from my father brought terrible news. I had to go back to Geneva immediately. That's what I'm going to tell you next.